On a freezing February night in Istanbul, video surveillance cameras catch three British schoolgirls, two aged 15, one 16, at a bus station on their way to join Islamic State. After an 18-hour bus journey, it's believed they crossed into Syria a few days later. What drove these high-achieving students to leave their families for a war zone to likely become the partners of Islamic State fighters? Britain's lead counter-terrorism officer blames social media.
The change we've seen over the last few years is that these messages, extremist messages, are now pumping through the internet right into your child's bedroom.
Investigators say another British woman, Aksa Mahmood, who had travelled to Islamic State in Syria, helped to recruit the three teenagers. It's a phenomenon that's happening with increasing frequency across the world as part of Islamic State's foreign recruitment drive for both male fighters and potential female partners, according to terror expert Shiraz Meher of King's College London, speaking at the Policy Institute Chatham House.
Today, you can have a direct dialogue with a fighter. You can ask them what life is like on the ground. You can ask them how they got there. And that, in many respects, helps you overcome your own fears or whatever it is that's stopping you from going.
Meher says these online Q&As often center around the impact on families back home.
How did you tell your mother that you came out here, sir? How do you essentially get over and emotionally reconcile the fact that you're breaking her heart?
Islamic State propaganda also relies on a network of what Meher terms fanboys and fangirls.
We call them disseminators. And these disseminators are incredibly important insofar as, because they're not on the ground, they're able to aggregate large amounts of information from multiple sources and to spread it.
One of the most prolific disseminators lived in this apartment in Bangalore, India, operating under the Twitter name Shami Witness. He was arrested in December. The Shami Witness Twitter account, now inactive but still accessible, has over 17,000 followers. It included Islamic State propaganda, advice for would-be recruits, and messages praising dead fighters. The U.S. Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, said Monday that his biggest worry was homegrown extremism inspired via the internet.
ISIL particularly is very slick, very sophisticated, proselyting and recruiting, and they are very astute users of social media. And so this is a challenge for us, as it is in Europe.
Security analysts say that extremist propaganda on the web must be countered using the same internet tools to prevent more young people from turning online curiosity into radicalized reality. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.